Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful that you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you'd receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We're located at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri, and we know that you'll receive a real blessing from being in the house of God. And so it is our prayer that you would come. You might have been intending to come for some time and making plans, and yet it seems like that you never do get around to it. And, you know, of course, that's Satan. And he really don't want you to come to the house of the Lord. But we invite you to come and know that you'll find a warm welcome from the people at Independence Baptist Church. We do want to invite you to some special services that we're having. October the 12th, 13th, and 14th. This is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll have these special services. And Brother Parvin Hall will be with us in each of these nights. And then on the October the 13th, and that's on a Saturday, we want to have a good fellowship meeting. We are calling in a lot of the brothers that we know that are in this area. And they're going to be speaking for us. We're going to start about 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. And we invite you to come. And we're going to have dinner about 12. And then at 2:30, we're going to start back with some more preaching. And so we invite you to come. We're going to have preaching in the morning at 10 o'clock, and then in the afternoon about 2:30, and then at Saturday night about 7. And so we invite you to come to these services. And it may be now that you've been intending to visit our services and you've just not done it. Why don't you mark this on your calendar and come and be with us. That's October the 12th, 13th, and 14th for these special services. This morning we'd like to think on this subject. Some people who failed, yet started again. You ever done that? Have you ever failed in what you intended to do for the Lord? You know, you make good resolutions and you make good promises to yourself, and yet you fail. You don't really do what you wanted to do. Well, I think we're all in that category, aren't we? But I want to show you in the Bible that you're not alone. There's a lot of people in the Bible that in their service for the Lord, they failed, but they didn't quit. And I think that as we study these things this morning, you're going to be surprised at the people in the Bible that failed and yet started again. And they served the Lord with faithfulness. A lot of times, you know, we believe that the great people of the Bible never failed, but that's just not so. Some of the greatest names in the Bible were people who had a desire to serve God and yet failed to accomplish the goal that they had set for themselves, or they had failed to accomplish a goal that God had set for them. And so when you fail, don't just say, "Oh, I'm one of those that never going to amount to anything." That's not necessarily so. You must continue to serve the Lord. The first one we want to notice is in the book of Genesis, chapter 3, and his name is Adam. Adam failed to be faithful to the Lord, and Adam's sin was more than just upon himself. But Adam's sin was so great that it was upon every other person who would be born into this world. Genesis, chapter 3, in this place, the Bible tells us about the serpent who came and beguiled Eve. And the Bible said here in verse 6 that the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and that it was a tree to be desired to make one wise. The Bible said, "She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." The Bible tells us here that Adam failed. He did not keep the commandment of God. He had a commandment, just leave off all of the tree. Don't eat all those, the fruit of all the trees. You can eat of every tree, but don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But Adam failed. But that didn't mean that he was done. Because you see, the Bible said that God would not let Adam alone. The Bible said there that God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day and called Adam and said, "Adam, Adam, wherefore art thou?" And Adam said, "I've hid myself. I was afraid." But the story doesn't end there. Adam was saved by the marvelous unspeakable greatness of God. And Adam was cast out of the Garden of Eden. The Bible said that God placed flaming cherubims there, which turns every which way, that Adam and his wife might not come back into the Garden of Eden. But Adam's life, from that time on, was a time of service. For you see, Adam continued to live after his failure and after he was cast out of the garden. But Adam kept on. The Bible said there that he had two sons, and he taught those sons the right way to serve God by giving animal blood sacrifices. One of those sons, whose name was Cain, didn't listen. That didn't mean Adam had failed. It simply meant that Cain had failed. Abel was a faithful son, and he gave the right sacrifice. So you see, Adam failed, but he served God. The next one we want to notice is the man Abraham. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, Abraham received a great commission from God. And he said, I want you to go, Abraham. I want to make of you a marvelous and a great nation, and nobody will be able to stand against you. He said, God said to Abraham, I want you to leave your father and your mother and all your houses, all your lands. I want you to go down to a land that I'm going to show you. But Abraham failed. The Bible said that Abraham took with him Lot. He shouldn't have done that, but he did. He took with him Lot. The Bible says that Abraham was supposed to go into the land of Canaan. But in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, we find that Abram, because of a famine in the land, decided to go down into Egypt. He didn't ask God, he just went. And when he got down there, Abram did something even worse. Abram said to his wife, Sarah, he said, now, Sarah, don't you tell them that we're married. You just say that we're brother, sister. And indeed they were, half brother, half sister. So I suppose he told a half a lie, huh? Well, it was a whole lie. He sinned against God in lying about his wife. He failed. But God was faithful, and God brought this man out. And God brought him back up to the land of Canaan. The Bible said in Genesis 13 that here Abram went back to Bethel, where he was at the first. And the term Bethel there means fellowship with God. I want you to see in these two cases, a pattern is developing that is still true today. Adam failed, but God was faithful. Abraham failed, but God was faithful. And this is true today. We fail to serve God the way that we really ought to, but God is faithful. I'm so glad that we can depend upon God, who is faithful, to keep us like we ought to be kept. The next person that we'd like to notice is the man Moses. Here again is a person who is chosen of God for a special task. Israel, of course, is in the land of Egypt, and all they're in much trouble. For the Pharaoh that knew Joseph has now died. And another Pharaoh has come along who does not know Joseph. And he's made the work of the Israelites very difficult. Doubled their work because of fear. And the Israelites cry out unto God, we need some help. We need a deliverer. And God lets a little baby be born whose name is Moses. And delivers him from Pharaoh's wrath by using Pharaoh's daughter. Moses is raised in Pharaoh's house, nursed by his own mother. God has put his hand upon this man, Moses. And so when Moses gets to be 40 years old, knowing the commandment of God, the Bible said here in Exodus chapter 12 that Moses looked out upon his brethren on a day. There he saw an Egyptian smiting a Hebrew. And so Moses went to his rescue. And he slew the Egyptian and he hid him in the sand. And Moses thought within himself, boy, I have done what God wanted me to do. And the next day, Moses went out again to look upon all the people of the Israelites, the Hebrews, his brothers. And he saw two Hebrews fighting, and he walked up to them and he said, why are you two fighting? And the Israelites looked at him and said, "What are you going to do? Kill us like you did the Egyptian yesterday and hide one of us in the sand?" And Moses was afraid and knew that the story was out, that he had killed the Egyptian, and that the Pharaoh was looking for him. And so Moses ran. He ran away. Sometimes it might have been that you've run away from what God wants you to do. But I want to tell you that the principle in failure and success is going to remain true for Moses. Though Moses ran away, God was faithful. And 40 years later, when Moses was 80 years old, he was out there tending his father-in-law's sheep. And he saw a burning bush, and he wondered why the bush wasn't burned up. And it was God speaking to this man, saying to him, "I have a job for you to do, and you're going to have to do it, Moses." Have you ever failed in your quest for serving God? Remember this. God is faithful. God is faithful. And in your failures, don't just stop, but serve God and get in there real close to Him. And God will protect you from your enemies. Remember that Moses had to go back down into Egypt and stand in the very place that he had run away from before. But he stands there with the strength and the power of God, and God enables this man to do what he wanted him to do in the first place. What a marvelous, wonderful truth it is. We think about another man who really failed, but God wouldn't let him go. And this man is Elijah. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Kings that in chapter 19 that Elijah stood before the Israelites and he said, "Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve Baal? Which one's it going to be?" And you know the story about how that the Israelites or the prophets of Baal brought up their sacrifice and Elijah brought up his sacrifice to God. And there the prophets of Baal called upon their God all the morning long and all the evening long, and all they just spent all day. And they just yelled to their God and they cut themselves with knives and they didn't do no good. And finally, when the time of the evening sacrifice drew nigh, it was Elijah's time. And there they brought the sacrifice that they were going to offer unto the Almighty God. And there Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord, and he called for water. They dug a trench around the altar. They put the animal on the altar there to offer it up in fire to the Almighty God. And there they poured water all over the sacrifice and all over the wood, and the water was in the trench that ran around the altar. And there the Bible said that Elijah got down on his knees, and he prayed unto the Lord, "Lord, let this people know that you are God and that they ought to worship and serve you." The Bible said that fire come down from heaven and burned up the sacrifice and licked up the water that was in the trench around about the altar. And then there came a great rain. And Elijah ran into the town of Samaria before Ahab. And then Jezebel said, "Tomorrow I'm going to kill this prophet of God." And Elijah failed because he was afraid. And he ran and he got away. And he said, I'm not going to stand there because it's too hard." But God wouldn't let him alone. God hid him over there in a cave. And there was a great storm and lots of thunder and lightnings. And Elijah didn't care for none of that. He just stayed put. But in the midst of all of the uproar, there came a still, small voice that Elijah heard. Let me tell you, God won't leave you alone if you've got a work for Him to do. He won't leave you alone. He's going to make you successful. And what we need to learn in all of our failures is that God is able. Trust Him. As a saved person trying to serve Him, trust God. He is able. Our time is gone. We didn't get it all done. But you remember that God is able to bless you in your failures. He'll make you a success. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forest Hill, Missouri, and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio program. Thank you now for listening.